The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, most of you know this because this is common sense. And I realize that common sense is extremely rare today, but not among you. Because you are LTDs. You listen, think, and discern. You don't go off half-cocked with knee-jerk reactions. You think before you speak. You analyze. You check out the facts. You are ruled by facts and truth, not by emotion and hysteria like the liberal left. That's what makes you an LTD. And that means you have common sense. So anyway, most of you already know this, but let me say it again. When you try to please everyone, you end up pleasing no one. Now, if you don't know that, you don't understand it, please learn it. I don't mean this critically, just factually. If you are a person who is constantly trying to please everyone, stop it. Because the harder you try to please everyone, the more likely you're not going to please anybody, and certainly not going to please yourself, and you probably won't please God either. Find out what you believe. Stick to it. Don't be cruel. Be Christ-like. Be loving. But be consistent. Find out what your core values are. Know what your morality is. Understand what is right and what is wrong, and stick to it. If people criticize you, it's okay. Even if you are persecuted for what you believe, if it is right, that's okay. Churches have got to learn this. Preach the truth. Do it with the love of Christ. That's so important. But we must speak the truth. When it comes to the important moral issues of our day today, we've got to speak the truth about marriage, sexuality, gender, abortion, life. We've got to speak the truth. But Bob, we don't want to offend anyone. Well, what if you offend God by not telling the truth? What is more important to you and your church, offending people or offending God or being held responsible for not telling people the truth? All right. The Republican Party needs to learn this. Every once in a while, somebody will call me or somebody will send me an email. Bob, you're such a supporter of the Republican Party. Yeah, well, if you're a regular listener, No, that's not true. If I have to pick between two political parties and their platforms and what they're supposed to stand for, yeah, I'll pick the Republicans. But I got a lot of problems with the Republican Party. And this doesn't help. Rona McDaniel, who chairs the Republican National Committee. She is literally the spokeswoman for the grand old party, the GOP, the Republicans. Well, she tweeted out on June 2nd, as the chairman of the Republican National Committee, this was not a private tweet. This is an official tweet in her capacity of the chairman of the Republican National Committee. She tweeted this on June 2nd, celebrating Pride Month. Yeah, month of June, Pride Month. And she boasted that, quote, the Republican Party has doubled our LGBTQ support over the last 4 years, and we will continue to grow our big tent by supporting measures that promote fairness and balanced protections for LGBTQ Americans and those with deeply held religious beliefs. So, what is Ron McDaniels, chairman of the Republican National Committee, trying to do? Well, she's trying to throw a bone to the LGBTQ people. She's trying to say, hey, we're a big tent. You're homosexual, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. You're a drag queen. We want you. We've got a big, big tent, and we don't care about your morality. We don't care about moral issues. However, we also want to support measures that, quote, promote fairness and balance for those with deeply held religious beliefs. So she doesn't want to tick off the evangelicals, because listen, the Republican Party is dead without the evangelical community. Evangelicals were the single biggest religious group that supported Donald Trump and the Republican Party. If the Republican Party offends evangelicals, they're done. They're toast. They can't win anything without evangelicals. But I would assume that a real evangelical is not going to be real happy with the GOP, the Republican National Committee, celebrating Pride Month. Now, let me bring it back to what is most important when we're talking about these issues. I've spent quite a bit of time the last 2 or 3 days talking about this thing of Pride Month. Number one, biblically, what does the Bible say about pride? Old Testament, New Testament alike, we are warned over and over and over again against pride. It was yesterday or the day before. I shared with you Ezekiel 16. In Ezekiel 16, the very sins that brought God's judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah are enumerated. They are listed, 7 different sins that brought God's judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah. And number one, top of the list, pride. If you don't believe me, check it out. Please, please, please check it out. It was pride. That was the number one sin. And so this whole concept of Pride Month flies in the face of what we believe biblically. Then secondly, the LGBTQ lifestyle is the most dangerous lifestyle in America. From a pure statistical standpoint, take the biblical aspect out. Take the moral aspect out. Don't even consider the morality, the biblical views, and so forth. Just look at the results of the LGBTQ lifestyle. Suicide rates, through the roof. Domestic abuse for same-sex partners, through the roof. Life expectancy for a homosexual male, some 20 years less than the typical heterosexual male. Take a look. Spend some time. Go to the CDC, Centers for Disease Control, and look at the government statistics for same-sex male relationships and their health hazards. It is shocking. It is startling. And that's what Pride Month is all about. Supporting something that is incredibly destructive and harmful. Again, if you take out the biblical aspect, if you take out the moral aspect. And yet we have the chairman of the Republican National Committee praising Pride Month on behalf of Republicans across the country, and boasts that, quote, the Republican Party, again, I'm quoting, the Republican Party has doubled our LGBTQ support over the last 4 years, and we will continue to grow our big tent. Yeah. That's why I don't have a real allegiance to any political party. And I won't. I don't have any allegiance to the Republican Party. If they will stick with their platform and do what they say they're supposed to do, then I will vote for their candidates. But don't expect me to become a party loyalist. Ain't gonna happen. Well, unless they change.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You've probably noticed, if you're a regular listener, that I repeat several themes often, and that is intentional. The devil lives in the extremes. The LTD thing about listening, thinking, and discerning. Another one of the themes that I repeat often is that the importance of worldview cannot be overstated. If you agree with biblical concepts, you will have clarity. You will know right from wrong. If you understand biblical concepts and agree with a biblical worldview, you will have clarity. Now, as I also try to remember to say, you may not like it. I mean, does anybody really like all of the commands that God gives us? Who has not said, oh, Lord, please, you know, you're not, not this time, Lord. In everything, give thanks. But God, you don't understand. Anyway. But if you understand biblical principles and concepts, you will have clarity. If you reject them, you will have chaos and confusion. Take a look around you. In our culture, in our society, in the United States of America today, would you summarize, as you look around our culture and our society, that America is characterized more by clarity or confusion and chaos? Would anybody dare say that we would summarize our culture and our society today in America as a culture of clarity, where we agree on what's right and what's wrong? No, I think we would all agree we're living in a time of chaos and confusion. And the reason? We have abandoned biblical principles. Here is a brand new Gallup poll that illustrates this, because it is so confusing and it is so chaotic. Here's the headline from Gallup. Record number of Americans think killing babies and abortions is morally acceptable. Okay, that's the headline. Now listen carefully. I know many of you are driving and so forth, but if you can, please listen carefully. Let me read that headline again, and then I will immediately go to the first paragraph of the story. You got that? Read the headline, then I'm going to go immediately to the first paragraph. Headline: record number of Americans think killing babies and abortions is morally acceptable. First paragraph. A new Gallup poll shows a majority of Americans take a pro-life position, opposing all or most abortions. What? I read that about four times, and I thought, there's got to be a typo here. There's got to be a mistake. And you have to read through the rest of the poll to make any sense of this. Headline, record number of Americans think killing babies and abortions is morally acceptable. A new Gallup poll shows a majority of Americans take a pro-life position opposing all or most abortions. Okay, let me see if I can explain the unexplainable. The survey finds a record number of Americans say ending the lives of unborn children in abortions is morally acceptable. However, Gallup found 52% of Americans take a pro-life position on abortion, wanting all, 19%, or almost all, 33% of abortions made illegal. That's where you come up with 52%. 19% want all abortions to be illegal. 33% want most to be illegal. The poll found that 45% of Americans take a pro-abortion position, wanting all 32% or almost all 13% abortions legal. Let me try to break this down for you. The people that responded to this poll want abortion to be made illegal. A majority want either all or most abortions to be made illegal. However, those very same people find 47% of them find abortion acceptable morally. Now, what does this tell us? There is something in their gut that says, yeah, we need to make this illegal. And yet they have lost their moral compass. They're not making that decision because they believe it is immoral or morally wrong. They would support legal restrictions on abortion, but not from a moral standpoint. In other words, they're confused. They're confused. I don't know whether it's moral or not. Hey, the American population, for the most part, does not understand what is moral, what is right, what is wrong. They have lost that. And yet they want the unborn protected by the law. Confusion.